Yes, at one time I was a medical man. One of the best, one of the most pompous. Every day I'd walk into the OR, throw my arms skyward and scream, "These hands have been touched by God!" I guess I violated the cardinal rule of medicine when I decided to take Estelle as a patient. They always say, never take your wife as a patient. It's just bad. But I didn't listen. I figured, what the hey, why should I send her to somebody else? I mean, I'm trained OBGYN. Why, I mean, you know, just because she's pregnant, she's got to go to somebody else? So, sure enough, I didn't even take her to the office when it came time for an examination. She'd say, "Honey, I'm 3 months along. Don't you think you ought to..." Yeah, I said, "Yeah, come here a second. The TV's on. I'm watching the TV, eating some pretzels and what." I said, "Come here, step over here a second. Lie down on the couch, show your leg." And she said, "But aren't you even going to put a glove on?" I said, "Glove? What glove? You're my wife. I need a glove. Let me see. You're all right. There's nothing unusual going on. Let me see. Flip over a second here. No, there's nothing going on. You're fine. Hey, give me a beer, would you? But honey, don't you think I'm entitled to a little more? I said, "Estelle, you're fine. Believe me." She said, "Would you like to go to Lamar's class?" I said, "Honey, we don't have to go to Lamar's class. I am your husband and your doctor." She said, "But..." She said, "I'd like an examination in the office like you do all those other..." I said, "All right." So she comes into the office. I said, "All right, on the table." Jeez. End of the stirrups. "Hang on a second, will you?" She said, "But I'm ready. I'm prepped for examination." I said, "Just scoot down a little bit. Scoot down. That's fine. Thank you." I said, "Hang on. Yeah, bring down that hair, will you?" I said, "Still, hang on a second. Yeah, bring it in." Guy came in, bringing an air conditioner for the window. She said, "My guy said it's all right, Estelle, relax." "Yeah, put it in that window right now." She said, "You mean to tell me you're having a guy install a window unit?" I said, "Estelle, will you just relax?" "Yeah, put it in over there. She was horrified. She grappled for the sheets. And I think the biggest horror came on the day of delivery. I mean, we're in the operating room. I'm just doing it myself. I said, "All right, Estelle, come on, breathe." "That's right. Come on, breathe. Everybody's looking at me. I can see they were talking over their shoulders. "You're Dr. Griesman. No, he's working on his own leg." But finally, they all came steam-peating into the operating room when they saw me, and they say, "Why, you're unbelievable. No good. I can't believe that you do a thing." I said, "Don't you ever do that. They grabbed me off and they said, "My God, wasn't she following your instructions?" I said, "No, hey, I wanted the boy, for crying out
loud." "He's not really sick. Just a bad case of gas. The Grease Man, DC 101.